So we come here to do some meditation. There are two types of meditation. Samatha and Vipassana. I don't hold it so close, the microphone. Samatha is calm meditation. And Vipassana is investigation. So today I talk only about Samatha, about calm meditation, making the mind calm. In order to make the mind calm, we have to have an object of reference. And that can be the breath around the tip of the nose, or the word buddho. There are three types, you know, there are three types of posture where we can do samatha meditation. There's the sitting meditation where we sit calm, yeah, cross-legged or lotus seat. Cross-legged. Don't sit like this. Yeah. When we sit comfortable, yeah. The other one is walking meditation. And the third one is standing meditation. In all three postures, we keep our concentration on our object. I mean, I don't know what you're familiar with, anapanasati, being aware of the breath coming in and the aware of the breath going out. So we concentrate, when we do that, we concentrate around the tip of the nose where we can feel the breath. If the mind is very restless, we can also use the Buddha meditation. It can be Buddha or Dhammo or Sangho. Whatever we feel comfortable with. When we do sitting meditation or standing meditation, we close our eyes. And we place the right hand into the left hand. Like this, yeah. Also for walking meditation, the same thing. And then once we close our eyes, we put our attention around the tip of the nose, yeah, and then know that the breath goes in, know that the breath goes out. Every thought or memory that comes in, we replace with the attention on the breath. Remember, learning to meditate is like learning to walk. We get up and we fall down, we get up and fall down, and we continuously try to get up again. And that's the same with meditation.
Jadi meditasi belajar itu seperti belajar perjalanan kita dulu, berbaik. Jadi kita berdiri dan jatuh, kita jalan setelah jatuh, dan kita terus terus berdiri atau bangkit kembali. Begitu juga dengan meditasi.
Whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back to the attention on the breath or on the Buddha. And the same thing with the Buddha meditation, we bring it back to the Buddha. Please don't drink when I give a when I give a talk or when I give instruction. It's not paying attention to what I'm saying. This is not, it's not respectful towards the teacher, when you do other things, So, what we can also do when the mind is very restless, we can use the Buddha together with the breath, put with breathing in and do with breathing out, That helps sometimes. The importance of this meditation is to make the mind calm. The first objective is that there is no more thoughts coming in, no more memories coming up. And we don't worry about the sitting position, we sit comfortable and then we concentrate on making the mind calm. We don't train the body, we train the mind. So once the mind gets calm, and there's no thoughts, and there's no memory, there's no future, there's no past. There's no worries, there's no fear. There's no restlessness, and there's no pain. There are still feelings, the world is still around us, we can still feel it, but it is distant from us. Distant. So it is very important that you understand the concept of samatha meditation, The first thing is the concentration on the object, be it the Buddha or be it the breath. And then knowing about the breath or knowing about the Buddha. The knowingness is called sati. Sati means awareness, being aware of the breath going in, being aware of the breath going out, being aware if the breath is deep or shallow. Or rough or detailed. We don't need to control the breath. We need to observe the breath. A lot of people do not understand what it means to observe. To observe means, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, you know, and you observe what the cat is doing, or the dog is doing, or the ants or the birds are doing, you don't need to think about it. You see and you know.
Mengamati adalah seperti kita memiliki anjing atau kucing. Kita hanya melihat mereka, tetapi tidak berpikir apa yang akan dilakukan.
And the important thing is you cannot control these animals.
Dan yang penting adalah kita tidak dapat mengendalikan binatang ini.
And this kind of observance we need for our observing the breath or the Buddha.
Dan pengamatan ini seperti itulah yang kita perlukan untuk mengamati nafas kita.
So be aware of that. We don't control the breath. We observe how is the breath at the moment, and we don't need to think about it.
Summarize.
Is that understood? Know that the breath is going in, know that the breath is going out, know that the in-breath is long or the out-breath is long or short, knowing that it is deep or shallow. So, the same thing holds true for the Buddha, knowing that the Buddha is fast or the Buddha is slow, that the Buddha is deep or the Buddha is shallow. And remember, the most difficult thing is, when the mind goes out, and we realize that the mind goes out, to bring it back instantly. And not to think about why the mind went out or what it is doing. No, the moment we know it is thinking or memorizing, we bring it instantly back to the Buddha or to the breath. And that's where we need all the effort. We need the effort, to bring the mind back. We don't need the effort to push the mind, onto the breath or onto the Buddha. You know what push is? Once the mind is back on the Buddha, on the breath, then we observe. If the mind goes out, we bring it back, we pull it back. And once the mind is calm and it doesn't memorize, or there are no memories coming up and no thoughts coming up, we feel peaceful or happy or whatever, and we feel safe. What?
When we pull our mind already?
No, not when we pull our mind already. Once the mind is calm and there's no memory and thoughts coming up, then we feel happier or safe, or peaceful. In this state of mind, it is called upacara samadhi, nothing can disturb us.
Dan kondisi ini disebut upacara samadhi dan tidak
This is our safe house. Whenever we are troubled or worried or stressed out, we can go always into the safe house. Remember this, so learn it, you know, properly to get every time when you need to go, to get into the safe house. Remember it very well whenever you need to go into the safe house, yeah? How to do it? How to do it, yeah. You should also pay attention to what I'm saying. So when we learn this samatha meditation, you remember, you know what I told you very well, yeah? So that even at home, you can always go into the Supachara Samadhi where you feel safe and where you rest, yeah? This Upachara Samadhi is just like, you know, when we go to work and we come back home, you know, we feel tired and then we go to rest and sleep, yeah? And then when we wake up, we feel refreshed. And that's the same thing, yeah? Once the mind goes into Upachara Samadhi, when it comes out, it feels refreshed, energized. That's why we need to learn it very well and properly. Properly. Correctly. When the mind is in Upachara Samadhi, there is still the body, there is still, you know, some feelings, there is still sounds. So there is still subject and object, but we feel safe. If you continue to do, if you continue to stay with the breath or with the Buddha, and get very calm, in the end, you know, the observer and the object being observed, you know, merge into one thing, into one pointedness, and that is what is called Apana Samadhi. You don't have any words for subject and object in Indonesian?
We have the same word.
Oh, we have the same word. Okay.
Semua bisa kamu subject
and object. So I observe the breath. The breath is the object. Or the citta observes the breath. Yeah. Once they merge into one thing, there is nothing that we can say. It is called one-pointedness. One point. or it's called Apana Samadhi. Or my venerable teacher called it, you know, the preview of Nibbana. You know what preview is?
Preview is like the movie extract.
Yeah, movie extract, yeah.
Kalau kita lihat di bioskop, kita melihat tayangan film baru. Dia bukan film seutuhnya, tetapi merupakan apa namanya? Iklan, bukan iklan. Cuplikan, cuplikan film baru. Jadi ini adalah cuplikan dari ini.
There's one thing, you know, when the mind enters this one-pointedness, everything disappears. The body disappears, this whole universe disappears. That is the important thing. When we come out, we feel extremely refreshed and energized.
Ketika kita keluar dari tempat asrama, kita merasa sangat energi dan sangat segar.
I was talking about Apana. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We go in one moment, and the next moment we go out.
Pada satu momen ini kita masuk.
There is no time, there is no space, there is nothing. There is just this pure knowingness. But a knowingness that doesn't know about any objects. You can also call it eternity. And that's where the citta of the arahants go, or the Lord Buddha go. What? Citta.
They go to the
chitta. Yeah, once they die, you know, they go into this nibbana. Yeah.
Ketika mereka keluar dari nibbana ini, di mana di sana seperti apa?
The eternity. Yeah, eternity. So, but that is, for most of the people, that is very difficult to reach. So we are happy, you know, just getting into Upachara Samadhi, that is already, you know, a very, very tough effort. I just wanted to mention so that it does exist. So for walking meditation, Hendrik is going to show you how to do walking meditation. You get up. So you stand at one place and look towards the end of your walking path. You keep your eyes, you know, about 1 meter ahead of you. And when you look towards the end of your walking path, you say, this one path I will be with the Buddha or with the breath.
Saya
So you can walk normally or you can walk even fast. Go ahead, go to the end. At the end of the path, you turn around and realize if you have been with the Buddha or with the breath. Then you look towards the end again, making a new determination, just this one path. I will be with the Buddha or with the breath. And then you go and walk, yeah? And each time you turn around, you do the same thing, determination for that just one path. If you really do that with every turn around, you know, I mean, make a new determination, you really become very fast, very calm. You can become very fast, calm. Okay, now you sit down, yeah? So understand, Samatha meditation is very important. Before we do Vipassana investigation, we need first to make the mind calm. And you will see, you know, if you use the smartphone a lot, you know, I mean, it will be very, very, very difficult, you know, just to stay for 1 minute on the Buddha or on the breath. So while we're here and doing this retreat, we sit for 45 minutes, yeah, and then walk for an hour and then sit again and walk again. You can walk longer or, you know, sit longer, whatever you feel like, whatever the position you appreciate most. Okay, so now if you have any questions, yeah, then about meditation, then go ahead and ask. So far there is no questions. We can have a short session at 2 o'clock, yeah? And if you have any troubles then, you know, I mean, then you can ask the question. If you have understood everything now, you know, then just go ahead and meditate. There's one question. Is there any questions? Okay, no, yeah. Okay.